Yes.
You could.
You could, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever heard maybe...
It really isn't, butter really isn't, I mean, you could use it. It just wouldn't taste as good. But now meat was spoiled. You wouldn't eat it.
Have you ever heard people say that meat's strong? Got a strong taste to it?
Well, yes.
Would that necessarily mean it's spoiled?
No. No, that wouldn't mean it was spoiled.
Does that mean it's on the way to getting spoiled? Or that just happens to be the particular taste of that meat?
Well, now, I've heard that expression with pork. Like maybe hogs that had been running out kind of wild, as you said, right, a while ago, you know. But you could still eat it and it wouldn't,
yes, ma'am,
it wouldn't be bad. That is, if you could. Right. If you could eat it.
One term that I've run into, I don't know if really it's old-fashioned or what, but could you ever describe butter that is that way by saying it's funky?
Never heard of that.
Okay. Same. Have you ever heard of people making anything with the meat from a hog's head?
Yes. Hog head cheese or souse, some people call it.
Yes, ma'am. Or what about it? Do people around here, have they ever made any kind of dish by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Not that I know of.
Ever heard of liver sausage or something like that? Liver pudding? What about liver worst?
I've heard of that.
Have you ever heard of people in this area making anything out of hog blood? Mm-hmm. Haven't heard of blood pudding, something like that. Doesn't sound too appealing.
No. It's certainly not.
Or say maybe making a dish by taking the juice from the head cheese and some cornmeal and putting in some hog meat, cooking it, frying it, preserving it that way. Have you ever heard of scrapple? Okay. What about this thick sour milk that you keep around the kitchen?
Clabber.
What can you make out of that?
Well, you can use it in cooking. Make a lot of people, if you had it, a long time ago, we used to use that all the time to make cornbread and put a little silver in with it, you know. And, everybody's gone crazy over yogurt.
Right.
That's not a thing but clabber.
Right.
I don't think. I mean, it seems to me it isn't.
You can get it now, you know, in frozen yogurt. It's supposed to be like ice cream.
Yes.
You ever had any of that?
Yes, I had some not long ago.
How did you like it?
It was okay. I didn't see anything too special about it, though.
Very expensive.
Yes, I think it is. Much more expensive than ice cream.
It's supposed to be better for you, I guess.
I imagine. It's not as sweet,
right,
for one thing.
Well, talking about clabber milk, is there any kind of cheese that you can make out of that?
Yes, you can make cottage cheese from that.
We're talking about milk and milk products. You'd say right after you got through milking the cows, you would do what to the milk to get some of the impurities out?
You would strain it.
Yes, ma'am. Or talking about something that you could make for dessert, say in a deep dish with slices maybe of apple or pie, and have a nice thick crust to it.